Next application.
Case number 13189, Sierra Village, Lot B85, seeks variances from the separation requirements for proposed structures, Section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the southeast side of Sierra Avenue. The 911 address is 19935 Sierra Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. Excuse me. The zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3263. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 11 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 9.7-foot variance from the proposed HVAC to the deck on Lot B87, a 6.7-foot variance from the manufactured home to the deck on Lot B87, a 4.2-foot variance from the manufactured home to the shed on Lot B87, a 6.6-foot variance from the manufactured home to the manufactured home on Lot C86, a 3.4-foot variance from the shed to the manufactured home on Lot C86, a 9.8-foot variance from the shed to the manufactured home on Lot B83, a 5.2-foot variance from the landing to the HVAC on Lot B83, a 6.5-foot variance from the manufactured home to the deck on Lot B87, a 2.7-foot variance from the manufactured home to the deck on Lot B87, a 4.4-foot variance from the manufactured home to the shed on Lot C86, and a 5.6-foot variance from the landing to the HVAC on Lot B83.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Amy Bennett, 19837 Sierra Avenue in Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. So this particular property we received from a resident through a lease transfer. The home on the unit is, or the unit on the lot was quite old and aging and in need of repairs beyond the value of the unit. So we're proposing to replace the home with a new manufactured. If you're familiar with our community, the lots in our community were laid out in the 1950s and 60s prior to the current requirements for separation distances. Therefore, the lot sizes are small in comparison to the size of the modern manufactured home lot. We're selected a standard size floor plan for this home that's comparable to other new homes, but we're unable to place it within the setbacks while meeting all of the separation distances. Of note, the replacement home is narrower than the prior building, and the prior or the build out of the lot on the right hand side of the home, B87, the deck encroaches into within 10 feet of the lot line, so it makes it difficult to place that home. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed otherwise in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning. Placing a normal width-sized home that is consistent with other new homes in the community and a standard-sized shed that's consistent with other new homes in the community, but unable to do so without violating separation distances. These variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and without the variance, we cannot develop the property. That the need is not created by the applicant. Again, the property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof, and the neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of neighboring lots to be nearer to the lot lines. As noted previously, the replacement home will correct some of the previous separation distance issues, yet we still need a variance. Lastly, the placement of the new home will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare thereof and that of the community. And this variance will actually help us add to the conformity of the community and modernize the homes within the community, which will add value and improve the characteristics of the community. Lastly, the variance or the minimum variance is necessary to afford relief. The variance requested represent the least modifications possible, and it's currently the narrowest home available from a manufacturer, which minimizes the need for variances on the property.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions? The new trailer that you're putting in is
similar to all the rest of them that's been going in recently?
It is.
I think last time you were here, you said your manufacturer can't produce anything smaller.
The 16-foot floor plans. We can get shorter homes, but the width is standardized.
So you're requesting a variance for the length as well from the other?
Not particularly, but we do have less than 20 feet at the rear of the lot. If necessary, we could move the unit up, but then it would impair parking on the lot. We like to provide everybody with two-car parking.
In the lot C86, that home is also encroaching the same property line?
It's actually, the rear corner of the shed is at the 5-foot setback.
Are there any manufacturers who make homes in that now?
Potentially, but we have an ongoing existing relationship with the factory that we purchased from.
Everything you have on this lot is within the building restriction line, correct?
That's correct.
So it would seem that it as if the other lots and where their positioning of their dwellings and everything they have there, everything was where it should be. If everybody did this, you wouldn't even need to be here today.
I think at some point, our hope is that we will get there.
Yeah. So the positioning of the neighbor's dwelling on B83, also on B87 and C86 makes it difficult for you because of the separation distances.
That is correct.
Why we're here.
Yep.
Looking at the survey that you provided, I see looks like a shadowed box. It's not shadowed, but there's a lighter line there. Is that the location of the prior home?
It is.
Okay. It usually wasn't marked on there, so I just wanted to make sure. So it looks to me like the prior home was in an approximately similar location as it pertains to the home on B87. And was actually closer to the lot on B83, but was not as far into the property, so it was not as close to the dwelling on C86. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Other questions from the board?
Are there any plans to put decks or anything
around? We don't have any intention of placing that. That may be something that arises with the homeowner, but they're always advised to come to the board.
Thank you.
Anything else? Have a seat. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13189? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13189? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and we will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13189 for Sierra Village Lot B85 for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon for the record made during public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property and community was built in the 50s and 60s and the manufactured homes just don't match up to that these days. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonableness of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinggood?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. McClure?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13189 has been approved.